Welcome to the podcast that's dedicated to making you a faster cyclist or triathlete. The Ask a Cycling Coach podcast presented by Trainer Road. I'm Coach Jonathan Lee. We have our head coach, Chad Timmerman.
Hi, everybody.
And a stand-in right now. Nate had to catch a flight to go to the Chicago Marathon
for
his wife. So we have crit racer, Pete Morris.
Yes.
From Cliff Bar Racing and also Trainer Road employee. Because who else would we have to talk about triathlon than a crit racer?
I can't wait.
And we have a very special guest with us today, Nate Zarlengo from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Correct.
Kona qualifier. Congratulations.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah.
World championship. Pretty amazing, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll talk about how you qualified, and then we'll talk about everything else that you do and how you fit training into your life, and then what you're going to do on race day.
Okay.
So thanks for joining us here.
Thank you. And Pete's hair is as glorious in person as you think it is.
It's true, everybody.
It's great. Yep, it's great. So, Nate, how long have you been doing triathlon?
About 9 years, eight, 9 years.
Okay.
Yeah, 2007.
What made you get into it?
I had just an old mountain bike, and it got stolen out of the back of my truck. So I got some insurance money from it. It was only like $500 in insurance. So I went and bought a Costco mountain bike.
Nice.
With for $200. And then I got my wife a mountain bike as well. And we had some friends that did a little triathlon, and we're like, hey, let's do a little mini sprint triathlon. And so we went, it was a 300 yard swim and then a 6 mile bike or something. And then a 3 mile run. And I didn't train for the swim at all. I was like, nice. If you can bike, you can, if you can bike and run, okay. You can swim 300 yards. And then,
sure.
So I lined up at the front of the swim, 'cause I was like super cocky. Like, ah, I got this.
Yeah.
The first lap, I ended up choking in some water. We're talking like 20 yards down in front of everybody. Like, everybody's cheering you on. They're like, oh, whoa, this kid's in trouble.
Yeah.
I literally had to grab onto the lane line and pull myself down the lane.
Oh.
And then I dog paddled the rest of the 300 yards.
Wow.
So, and then I ran or the bike. I got passed by a 12-year-old.
Nice.
On a road bike. And then the run, I took a wrong turn and like cut like 3/4 of the course off, and then I had to start the run over again. It was a disaster. Complete disaster.
Wow. And it was love at first sight, yeah. Obviously. Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
I'm hooked. So you did more.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And then just gradually progressed into the everything else, the sprint and Olympic distance, and then stepped up to the half. I was like, if I can do a half, I can do a full.
Nice.
And then
why not?
I like where your head's at. Yeah, yeah.
So I did Coeur d'Alene in 2016. No, 13. And then 2016 I did Boulder, and then 2019 was the Boulder again, and then I've done a handful of halves. Okay. You know, St. George a few times.
So,
and
three full distances.
Yeah, three full distances, and then this Kona will be my fourth, and then yeah, probably like four or five halves.
Okay.
So
that's where you qualified at Ironman Boulder.
Yep.
9:50:10.
Yep.
For the total time.
Yep.
The mythical sub 10.
Sub 10.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Swim was 1:15:18. Your bike was 4:42:48, blistering fast.
Yeah.
So you must have gotten a new bike, not on the mountain bike from Costco.
Correct. I did end up getting a tri bike.
Nice. Yeah.
Got a custom fit and everything.
Nice, nice. We'll go into all that. That'll be good. 3:42:45 for the run. And I think that you placed pretty well overall, right, at that race?
Yeah, fifth. I was fifth place.
That's impressive.
And then the biggest thing is I was first in my age group on the bike.
That's awesome.
That's with two mechanical failures. Where my chain dropped. I was on a hill and I dropped my chain and my foot slipped. Mm-hmm. And out of this whole entire stretch, I mean, it's like a 5 mile stretch of road.
Yeah.
And there's a hill. There's one guy out ringing a bell, you know, he's cheering on. And and I fell right at his feet. Out of the whole entire course, I fall right at this guy's feet. And I'm like, and he's like trying to help me up, and he helps me up. And then I try to get back in. And I miss, like, my chain didn't grab. It was out of gear. And so I ended up, you know,
falling again.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I broke my water bottle. My water bottle broke, split open. And then my cage on my back ended up cracking and falling down between my frame and my tire.
Oh.
And then I got back on and I couldn't go. I was like pushing like 500 watts up this hill. I was like, oh, this is, what's going on? I thought my brakes were rubbing. So I got back off. I had to look and I saw that it was jammed in. Luckily, I had I watched a lot of MacGyver.
Yeah.
And I had some like extra electrical tape and Swiss Army knife and whatnot. No. So I wrapped up my bottle cage just good enough to hold it.
Yeah.
Just and then that took about 2 or 3 minutes just to figure out and then get back on pace and get going. So I would have been down in the 430, like the late 439, 38 if I, hypothetically, I would have done that. Nice. But
that is a fast bike split.
Yeah. So it was 0.8 or 0.81 or so. So IF and normalized power was 220. Mm-hmm. The first lap was normalized. It was probably 230.
Yeah.
And then the second lap, I was like, oh, I'm going to pay for this.
Yeah.
And then the average power was about 210.
Wow.
So my 0.8 my
IF is high.
Yeah, my VI was I think it was like 1.01 or
really close.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. Wait,
so yeah, so I didn't fluctuate very much, but I did pay for it on the second lap, of course.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Backed off. I intentionally backed off kind of had to.
And then how'd you feel on the run?
Well, I do a lot of bricks.
Okay.
I practice in my pain cave. I've got my trainer road set up with Netflix, and then I've got a treadmill right next to it. Nice. Got a nice heavy duty Landis L8, like the heavy duty brick one, and it's fantastic. So I just probably every time I do trainer road, I'll jump off and do at least a 15 to 30 minute run.
Oh, wow.
Just make time for it.
So you're very practiced at running off the bike.
Yeah, so I know that the first mile sucks no matter what. And then I know after that, it'll come around.
How it actually feels.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So,
So are you, let's go into your, a bit of information on you. So about 277 FTP.
Yeah.
Right. You're about 138 pounds.
Yep.
Which comes out to about 62.5 kilograms, which puts you at 4.4 watts per kilogram. That's really, really high. In fact, amongst all the athletes that we've interviewed, it might be the highest power to weight ratio we've seen.
Oh, sweet.
Nice. But granted, you're also smaller.
Yeah,
right?
I'm tiny.
So as a result, your threshold's just lower.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're 5'7", which is about 170 centimeters as well, to give people an idea. So you're smaller, thusly. Yeah, you know, you have that. I'd be really curious to see your CDA. Right?
The same thing.
Yeah.
I bet your CDA is killer, like really low drag. Okay. Have you done anything to refine the position? Anything?
Yeah,
like
I got a professional. I've been fit twice professionally. They put the measurements on you, and I just got it readjusted about 6 months ago.
Was that any sort of like aerodynamics involved in it, or were they just trying to put you in an aero position?
It was more of just an aero position. I haven't done the CDA testing or aero testing or anything, but I feel extremely comfortable. And
where'd you go for your last fit that you got?
University of Utah. Yeah, there was a Italian doctor, some guy.
That's nice. Yeah. Anytime that an Italian doctor is involved, you're like, yep, sign me up.
Yeah, exactly. I'm Italian, so we got the mafia involved. And
that sounds way better than just going to a local bike shop.
Yeah, right.
That makes sense. So let's get into a bit of what you do for your job and your family life and everything else, and we have some context. What's your career path?
I do construction management for Kroger, or Smith's in Utah and surrounding states. I hire the general contractor for any remodels or new construction of our grocery stores.
Okay.
And then I also build fuel centers or gas stations for Smith's.
Okay.
So I manage the general contractor process. I just hire them and order equipment and then oversee that whole process.
Is this mostly behind the desk? Or you on your feet a lot?
And then I go out and visit the job sites and do inspections, quality control.
So some travel.
I traveled to six surrounding states from Utah.
How many days a month do you travel?
It's probably four.
Okay.
4 days a month.
But
but they're usually day trips because a lot of them are to Vegas and I can get a quick gambling trip in.
Yeah.
And
spend some money.
Make
some money.
Do you ever go to Reno?
No, I don't think they're. Do we have a Smith's in
Reno?
There's a Smith's like two
minutes from the trainer road.
Yeah. I think we're remodeling one down there.
That might be the one.
Yeah.
You should come inspect it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But overall, like time wise, it's really consistent. So it's good hours. It allows me to train and I just get make sure I get my work done.
Yep.
And I got a great career, and it's
awesome.
Yeah, it's consistent is what I
flexible hours.
Yeah, flexible hours, and I can work from my phone or home if I absolutely need to.
Okay.
Yeah. How many hours do you usually put in every week?
Working or
working? Yeah, because we're gonna get to training soon.
We'll say 40.
Yeah.
We'll just say that the solid, you know, 40 hours is.
Got it.
So it's a great consistent office job.
Yeah. So how do you fit in training and actually your family first?
Yeah. So my wife works full time as well from home. Okay. With SkyWest Airlines.
Okay.
Not booking travel. she works. Yeah. She helps develop the software that they use. Cool. So yeah, great consistent life at home. She's very supportive. So it allows me to train like consistently, and I think that's the biggest thing for me.
Yeah.
I don't know how the pros do it. Is like traveling so much and going to races all the time and getting out of that groove of, you know, your good meals at home and having to eat out and figure out what you're going to eat. That's tough. But
yeah, how many kids do you have?
I got 3 boys, eight or 11. It's his birthday today, my 11-year-old. So happy birthday, buddy. And then an 8-year-old and then a 4-year-old.
Wow.
Nice. Boys. So
that's still like, you know, 4 years old. That's still a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's there, not an auto.
Yeah.
Right.
But I love it because I can go downstairs. They can come down, watch a show on Netflix with me.
You know, while you train.
SpongeBob or whatever they want to watch. I'll watch it with them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I even play catch with them with the balls.
Yeah.
They'll try and play catch with me when I'm not looking.
Yes. Keeps you on your toes.
I'm sure that's called catch.
Yeah. Catch,
yeah,
dad.
Yeah.
But it's great. And so
I can do you fit in training around that? Actually, first, what's your training volume, typical training volume? It could either be leading up to Kona or Boulder.
So Boulder, I was wound extremely tight. And I knew volume works for me. Mm-hmm. Over intensity. I know I believe in higher intensity too, but for me, I know volume works. I'm self-coached on everything I do. Other than I consider you guys my personal coaches.
Yeah, because you follow the trainer road plan.
Yeah, it's
right?
Seriously, you can personalize it, and I think it's better than a coach.
Yeah.
And then, so I'll do my build up to Boulder. I consistently stayed around 18 hours a week. 16 to 18 was just like
big weeks.
Consistently. So that about 200 miles biking, 40 to 50 miles running, and then around 10,000 yards swimming.
Wow.
How
much were you, I guess, were you following the trainer road plans and then like adding stuff in, or how are you laying out your training?
Yeah. So I followed the base build and specialty phases.
Sweet. Pretty, of the full distance.
Yeah, of the full distance. On the base, I think I just did traditional, if I remember.
Got it.
Because I do, like I said, I like the little more volume and I have the time.
Yeah,
I was like, I can wake up, you know, 4:30 or 5, no problem, and get an hour and a half, 2 hour ride in, no problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, make sure I get those longer rides in. And then swim at lunch because there's a couple of fitness centers right close to where I work, and then run at night or bike again or whatever I need to do.
So in the morning you bike and then probably run because you usually do bricks.
Yeah. I do at least a 20 to 30 minute brick run.
Okay.
Just an easy.
And then you swim at lunch.
Yep.
And then you ride or run again at night.
Yeah. Yeah. The 2-day running sometimes is really beneficial for me. Huh. I find it a lot easier to mentally get 2 4-mile runs in than 1 8-mile. It's like, or, you know, 2 5-miles instead of like, oh crap, I got to go do a 10 mile run.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's pretty tough. But 2 5-miles is like, okay, it takes me 35, 37 minutes. You know, I can do that pretty easily.
Fit it in easily.
Yeah.
So I assume like, do you do some of that training once the kids go to bed?
Or yeah.
Like, so man, that's a long day.
It is.
How do you sleep?
Yeah. Fine.
I bet you're tired.
Yeah. I feel fine. Like I get 7.5-8 hours.
Okay.
Pretty consistently.
Wow.
You just are way more efficient than all the rest of us.
Yeah. Yeah. I do hang out with my wife too. I don't neglect her. Like she'll come out and run on the treadmill at night with me too.
Nice.
Not together.
Yeah. You guys alternate steps or
I run right behind her.
Yeah.
Or do the tandem on a bike. I don't know if that would work. That would be interesting.
That's a good FTP test.
Tried that. Tandem trainer road workout.
Yeah. I don't know. Ooh. We can set some PRs.
We should set one up. up in the office. Yeah, definitely.
Ramp. Pete and I should do the ramp test.
Yeah, yes. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be a good video. People watch that movie. So when fitting all that in, have you found something to help yourself get to sleep quickly? Because one thing that we hear from a lot of people is like when they train late at night, it's hard to, and I'll use kind of like a, in specific terms, of rev down or kind of calm your system down so that you can actually get to sleep. What do you do to help?
Or do you just
that?
Keep the intensity low for those later workouts?
Yeah, just, it's usually lower intensity, but still, yeah, it's a, I put the kids, we have a pretty good routine about bedtimes at 7:30, you know, then we'll do story, song, you know, a little prayer and whatever with them. And then usually they're in bed by 8:15 so I can get on by 8:30 and do, you know, an hour ride. So I'm done by 9:30 and then in bed by 10. So,
yeah.
And then 10 to 5:30 getting back up. So just
very disciplined.
But to, I don't do anything special. I just, I guess just exhaustion.
Yeah. Pure and simple.
Having three kids and and working out that much. But I had the sole goal to qualify for Kona. I was going all in for this. Like, I was like, I'm not going to look back and say I should have trained more, I should have done this. Like, I look back and I say I trained as much as I could, I gave everything that I could for this race, and I did it. So awesome. I went all
that's
in.
That's awesome.
Congrats, you earned
thank you. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, it's amazing. Top of the top for sure. So we should we get into probably the race week, Chad, you reckon? So let's start with nutrition. What do you typically eat? Like, what sort of diet do you stick to? Are you like high carb, low fat, or I should forgive me, high carb or high fat, low carb, whatever. How do you structure it and figure that out?
My wife is 100% keto, purely keto. It's like she follows it. She does the ketone tests with the blood. And so just a consequence of that in the last year and a half, my diet has dwindled significantly in carbs to probably less than 100 grams of carbs a day for me.
Wow.
Do you measure your ketones also?
She's just curious. So she has tested a few times and I've been in ketosis.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. Like I didn't, I just kept my diet lower in carbs, and cut out the easy sugars and the Coke. And I've been in ketosis. And so when she tested that, I was like, oh, this is how it feels. You know, you kind of, it feels like when you fast for, you know, a day or whatever, that feeling. So I'm like, okay, this is what it feels like. So now I know, you know, going off of ketones. And so it's, I'm not keto diet, but I am lower carb.
Right.
So I got that metabolic flexibility.
How do you balance all the training you do with that? Do you like cycle in carbs or?
Yeah, I just keep it lower carb. I find I do better off of, I mean, I'm not strict. Still.
What's like your pre-morning workout or post-morning workout? What do you do?
So if morning workouts are always fasted. So I'll just have a regular dinner and then a fasted. I'll drink. I drink some beetroot powder and alt red capsule and that's it. And then ride. Do usually it's about an hour and a half. And then I'll just have eggs and bacon. And that's my breakfast. And then that gets me to lunch. And then
what do you typically eat? And sorry, this seems like very detailed, but what do you typically eat for lunch then?
Usually, salami and cheese.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, it's still low carb. It's, you know, I might have a sandwich, but it's usually just, it's meat and cheese. And
where do most of your carbohydrates come from then?
I guess just maybe from fruit, some fruit, but it's really low. I guess.
Vegetable intake.
Yeah, I still eat vegetables, and I'm not high on the fruit, but I still eat the fruit and you know, consistent vegetables. But
so not a lot of grains, not a lot of bread, pasta, rice, not a lot.
Pasta especially not. Not if my kids have it, I'll take a few bites, but nothing crazy. I'm not extreme on one end or the other, but I just I'm lower carb.
For sure.
I'm flexible both ways, but it's mostly keeping out of the sugars, the Coke, you know, that your sodas and your candy. I just stay away from the obvious stupid stuff.
Right.
The fried foods. I know I was going to poke at Nate if he was here, his Popeyes, but so just stay away from the stupid stuff, you know?
Yeah.
When you get into a race week like this, do you change your diet at all?
No.
Keep it the same.
Yeah. Pretty simple.
What do you eat the night before?
Usually it is pasta and, I've been doing that for years, just like Alfredo and chicken.
Okay.
Is pretty typical. Or,
and you don't have any problem with that?
No.
Intestinally?
No. No.
Yes, you are flexible.
Yeah. I have a pretty good stomach. I haven't had, several years in my first couple of races, I found out that you shouldn't be drinking on the course. They give out Coke and Red Bull. Uh-huh. And then after the race, they give out chocolate milk. Mm-hmm. So if you want to see something very interesting, YouTube, what happens if you mix chocolate milk and Coke?
Huh.
It curdles within minutes.
No time.
Oh, really?
So if you're drinking Coke for 2 or 3 hours on the run,
you go pour milk on
and then
top
you're
of
like,
it.
Hey, let's get some chocolate milk for recovery. Yeah. This will be fun.
And your gut just goes apart.
Man.
Yeah.
It was cleaning me out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fast. So
pretty bad.
So that was my gastrointestinal stuff that I figured out. Like, oh, I need to stop drinking chocolate milk right after. And I stopped drinking the Coke on course too. So now I just, EFS is my go-to.
Okay.
So, and that is a high carb drink. So during the race is my EFS and CR333.
Okay.
Is what
Carbo
I use.
Rocket?
Yeah. Carb Rocket. So
CR33.
Yeah. So those are both high in carb. Mm-hmm. And potassium.
And do you ever train with those?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
On anything over an hour and a half, if I do an hour and a half or more, but if it's an hour, it's just water.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So if you are, let's go into race morning, actually.
Okay.
What do you have for breakfast, or what are you planning on having for breakfast?
I will have oatmeal. And when I do my longer rides, like the 3-4 hour rides, I'll do oatmeal. And then I will have, I'll have eggs and bacon and then pancakes.
Yeah.
I will all like all stuff as much as I can in the morning, banana.
Yeah.
And then, EFS, beetroot powder, it's called Beetroot Pro, which is based out of Utah. It tastes awesome, other than just regular beetroot powder.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to choke down, but the Beetroot Pro tastes really good.
Huh.
So I'll stuff as much as I can at about three in the morning.
When you're getting ready for the swim, are you going to actually? Yeah, what time are you going to get up for this one?
Probably 2:30.
2:30.
Yeah.
Really.
Bright
and early
to eat.
Get the breakfast in and then
clean out, you know.
Get
your bathroom time in. Make sure the nerves get out and but
so what time are you gonna go to bed then?
Yeah, it'll probably be 10 or 11.
Okay. Yeah. So you'll come in with very minimal sleep the night of.
But last night, like I know last night was my important night, but I had some other things that happened yesterday that I was pretty exhausted from emotionally. That so I was out by about 8 o'clock last night.
Yeah,
slept till about 6 this morning. So
good.
I knew that like that's my important night to get my rest, and I slept okay, other than a little bit of pain. So tonight I don't stress out. I know I'm gonna stress out, but I don't stress about my sleep.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, if I get 4 hours of sleep, I don't care.
I can't imagine there's a single athlete here right now that's going to get a good night's sleep tonight.
Yeah. And you know
not a single one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You can, when you go down to the expo, Race Village, everything else, you feel like we are noticing it today. It's changed.
It's a different vibe.
Yeah.
From the past few days, it's been like fun and like everyone's loving it. And then today it's like nervous.
Game faces.
You feel it.
Yeah.
It's very different. Yeah. So what are you going to, be taking in anything or sipping on a drink or having like caffeinated gel, something like that before the swim?
EFS, I'll just sip on some EFS prior. I don't take caffeine before the swim because I don't like my heart rate that high on the swim.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to panic me a little
bit. It's already going to be that high.
Yeah, it is. So I'm like, I don't need it. So when I get off the bike, I had the Carb Rocket, the CR has some caffeine in it, and that's my first front drink.
Okay.
So I'll take that down in the first hour, and then halfway through, I'll at about mile 40 or 50, I'll take in a 200 milligram caffeine pill.
Okay.
And then I'll sip on CR a little bit throughout the rest of the day, or throughout the rest of the bike, and then EFS. My caffeine will mainly come from the pill and then CR.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, what sort of wetsuit do you? I guess it's not a wetsuit swim, right?
Yeah, it's just a speed suit, the Roka Viper.
Cool.
It's a couple years old, but.
And any goggles preference or goggle preference?
Yeah, the Roka. I've got a big old face, so I had to get the Roka, like the swim mask. It's like as big as like a diving mask, but Yeah, the other ones, the smaller ones, just hurt my head. So I got the big one, the Roka X, I think, is what they're they are.
Cool. Going into the bike, I guess we can jump into that now. So first things first, before we get into the bike, we should talk about what happened yesterday. So you mentioned that you actually got in a car accident here, right? Or I should say, on your bike.
Someone, someone ran you down.
Yeah,
that's what I saw.
Yeah. So explain explain what happened and the status of you and your bike.
Yeah. So I was doing my bike check. I shipped my bike over from Tri-Bike Transport, which is great, pretty stress free. Other than paying a whole other airline ticket for it, had its own seat, first class.
You got snacks.
Yeah, yeah. Got treated better than I did in economy.
Yeah.
Still a great service. So they, I picked that up, brought it home. I changed out my chain, which I waxed my chain, put the little fairy dust on it.
What sort of wax did you use?
It's the Molten Speed Wax.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I do like three or four chains at a time. I have a couple of race chains and it's kind of a pain.
Yeah.
But if you do a couple of them at a time, it's not as bad.
Yeah, we know that.
We know.
All too well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There are chains probably hanging up in the office right
now. And not even, six of them or eight of them.
Yeah, yeah. They're all Nate's.
Yeah, so, that's okay.
Yeah. What, the fairy dust?
I think it's like a graphite that you sprinkle on top once you put it on.
Just with the wax chain, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to give you a few extra watts, what they say.
Hey,
yeah.
For Kona Day, why not?
Right. I'm like, and I use
one extra watt.
It's better. I was like, I'll take it, whatever.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, I'm out $20, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So I got that on, got my race kit on, had my race set up. So I head out on Elite Drive. And if you've never been here, it is narrow. I mean,
it is crazy.
Elite is a madhouse.
Yeah.
It gets worse every day.
Yeah. And then there's, literally hundreds of athletes training on this road.
Running and riding.
Both directions.
And there's walkers.
And there's cars parked on both sides of the road. Yep. So there's cars in the road. There's not enough room.
Yeah. But there's an actual designated lane, which is nice.
There is.
At least there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, just driving, it's super sketchy.
Yeah.
So I'm going down and I was like, it's 20 minutes. I was going to go down 10 minutes and back up 10 minutes. Just to shake out my chain, make sure everything was shifting, open up my legs just a little bit. And I stayed out of the aero position completely.
Smart.
And it was pretty windy too, pretty gusty.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm not chancing any of this. So I was super careful.
Yeah.
Get down, turn around, and then I come back. And there's this lady she passed me and then took a right in front of me, and I T-boned her. It's amazing how many decisions went through my mind within
an instant.
Milliseconds. Locked up my brakes, and skidded, and I started to lean forward, and I hit her car. I put out my left elbow. Hit her car. Because if I went left, I would have went into traffic. If I would have stayed straight, would have hit her back, hit her straight on. If I would have went right, I would have went over this rock wall into some electrical boxes. So all those decisions, I was like, okay, what am I going to do? So turned in with her at the same time, kind of lanced off the side of her car, and somehow hooked her door handle and ripped her door handle completely off her passenger door.
Jeez.
I mean, go out and try to rip your car handle off.
Yeah.
It was a lot of force.
Did your bar catch it? What?
I don't know. Huh. I don't know if, something caught it. It must have been my brake.
Yeah.
My brake was wrenched. My brake handle. So it must have been.
Yeah.
And somehow there's a tire mark like 5 or 6 inches down from the bottom of her window.
Oh, yeah.
So like my tire went up on her
slammed
car.
Slammed in and up.
Or my face. I don't really remember. But so I ended up hitting the left side with my car or with my body, and then fell over on my right side, slid a few feet, hit my head, and then landed. The brunt of it took on my right hip, my right knee, and then my shoulder got jammed in.
How's your mobility in your shoulder?
It hurts. It's probably one of the only mornings I'll be able to wake up and say, man, I literally feel like I've been hit by a truck.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is literally.
Yeah.
At the time, I was fine. Like, I felt fine. Mm-hmm. And the paramedics are like, okay, probably tomorrow you're going to be pretty stiff. So if you need to go in and get checked, you probably should. Whatever. I was like, I'm fine. I'm okay. But this morning I woke up and I was stiff. And like the whiplash because my head hit. So my the left of my neck and like my back shoulder is pretty stiff. But I'm way more emotional about it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet.
Like my legs are shaky. I still feel kind of just shaky from it. It's because I've never really been in an accident before. So I'm just really jittery. And it was just the thought that, you know, I could have been done, you know, not going home. Like the whole Kona thing the race didn't even matter for that few seconds. I was like, I might not see my kids, you know?
Yeah.
So at that moment, you're like, everything goes into perspective pretty quick.
Yeah.
So
you reckon you'll be okay for the race?
Yeah, I'm going to. It's going to happen no matter what. I went and did a swim this morning and, it was pretty, the best word is magical or it was very therapeutic.
Good.
There was a, I don't know if you call them a fleet or a group or of dolphins. There was like six dolphins.
Oh, how fun.
Right under like 15 feet. It went out to the coffee boat.
Yeah.
And then there was a whole group of dolphins and they breached and started like coming up and it was dolphin. It was super cool.
How cool.
So got my mind off of that. And like it seriously is a magical, cool experience to swim out there.
It is the whole entire race is you could describe it like that. It's magical.
It is a special time to be here. I still love the island. Still an amazing experience to be here.
Helmet okay? Everything like that?
No. So I hit my head and scraped it. And it was a brand new laser Tardy's helmet.
Oh,
like,
man.
Red and white. It's like, this matches my kit. Because, you know, you got to have the matching. And wife is like, you got to match. Absolutely shoes, necessary. Like the whole thing. So I bounced my head off and I was like, it's not cracked. It should be fine. And my wife's like, no, you're not using it. But my bike, I had to take my bike into the local bike shop here and they're checking it over. I still got to go get that right after this. And
you said there was some carbon damage.
There's a chunk of carbon out of it. And
what do you ride?
Felt DA 2009.
Yeah. And what size do you ride?
51.
51.
Yeah. Cool. So I've had that for 6 years.
What wheels do you have on there?
A Zip 808s, brand new.
Nice. And tires?
GP 5000s.
What size tires?
The 23s.
And do you know what pressure you run in the tires?
I run a 90. Right at 90, on both,
We can backtrack for just 1 second. Did they evaluate you for a concussion?
They did. Well, the paramedics came, police came. I had the whole light show coming.
Nice.
So they checked me and,
as well.
Yeah. I feel fine. I mean, mentally, I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
But.
Seem pretty clear-headed.
Just mostly emotional. Is like I'm rattled. Yeah.
That's a scary thing. It's the first time.
It's the nerves. So plus the nerves of the race, and now I'm stressing about my bike. It's just a lot of extra stuff.
Of course, of course. What do you run for a saddle on that bike?
The ISM Atomo.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And I've had that for since I've got the bike for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, like that's
awesome.
Yeah.
What do you run for a power meter on the bike and the drivetrain?
Power to max.
Okay.
Yep. And it just works.
Yes.
Never had a problem with it. It just works.
Do you know what cassette you have on the back and what?
50. I use the oval Q ring.
Oh, nice.
5339.
Okay.
In the front, and I just changed to I had an 1139. In Boulder and St. George, and then I decided to change to the 12, whatever the next one,
1228.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
A little bit better climbing.
Cool.
So I just changed that recently.
Get a little bit more.
Yeah, just a little bit better climbing.
So. Nice. What drivetrain do you have on there?
It's Ultegra.
Ultegra.
But it's an older bike. It's a 2009.
Right.
So it's,
is it mechanical?
It's,
that's not the model. That's a year. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an older bike. It's the older.
Is it mechanical or electric? Cool.
Oh
mechanical.
Yeah, it's the click 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 click. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't have to reach down to the top tube.
Not that old.
Yeah, not that old, but it is.
Cool.
It's
awesome.
It fits me though.
I have mechanical Ultegra on my TT bike and it works great.
Yeah.
It works just fine.
It just works.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, let me think on the how are you carrying the nutrition on your bike?
I got one up front, the Aero
Bento
with the straw.
Okay.
And then the quick fill.
Got it.
And then I got the two in the back.
Okay.
And then I'll change out at special needs for two more.
Okay.
And then I'll just supplement on the course with Gatorade or water.
So you're all fluids?
Yeah. Yeah, completely.
Will you be taking in any solids on the bike?
I might. It's so hard when my heart rate's at like 140, you know, right by sweet spot. And I have to force myself to take down one Cliff Bar, maybe.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. And what do you have a pacing goal for the bike course? I mean, it's so different here with the heat and everything else, but.
So I'm hoping that the elevation from Salt Lake down to sea level cancels out the heat. I don't know if it will.
I like where your head's at.
I don't know.
So maybe what, about 5% is what you should have, like a 5% boost in elevation? Or I guess
that's what I'm hoping.
Elevation change and then heat. It's all relative.
Yeah, so I'm trying to. I'm hoping for a similar bike split as I had at Boulder.
Yeah.
Because I have been doing the heat training in the sauna 4 days a week, 30 to 40 minutes, as Chad here prescribes.
Perfect. Killing it.
So awesome. I am your student.
Does it feel overwhelmingly hot here?
No. Yeah. It feels. I mean, I do start to sweat a lot earlier. Like
everyone does.
Yeah.
It feels overwhelmingly hot to everybody else here.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's not like, I feel like the heat training has helped in the sauna.
That's awesome.
Cool. So, how long have you been doing that?
After Boulder, I started pretty much 3 weeks after.
Wow.
And I was putting on, I have a few pictures of me like in a rain jacket. I have like three layers on.
Yeah.
On Trainer Road with a heater right next to me. No fan.
Yeah.
Trying to do Pettit. Yeah. Heart rate's at like 170.
It's hard, right? It's crazy. Yeah, the easiest workout becomes so hard. Yeah.
Like it's come down a little bit over time.
Good.
Cool. Yeah, if you look at me doing Pettit a few times, you're like, yeah, this heart rate's a little too high for this.
Check that
should
out.
Just be an easy 5% IFR.
Right. Whatever. So what are you doing for a helmet then, since that's changed?
I got a few friends here in town. I got it for Everyman Jack, hooked me up with a nice helmet, and then my Garmin watch broke as well.
Oh no.
So I had to scrounge up, like, and it's an old, it's the 920.
Yeah.
So one of my friends here from the Salt Lake Tri Club let me borrow his.
Nice. Cool.
So, and then my shoes also got, I got a giant hole in my shoe. But from the crash from sliding.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like I was telling you about my MacGyver skills earlier, I was able to use some electrical tape. Tape is like the best thing ever.
Amazing, yeah.
So I just did a few laps of that around my shoe.
Nice.
Because I've had those shoes for like for 7 years too.
Not changing
those on race.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Shoes do you have?
Oh, they're Bont Sub 9s.
Okay.
They're full carbon bottoms, but I got them for like, I think 40 or 50 bucks.
Nice.
7 years ago. Because I was cheap back then, but they fit. I'm like, they fit. They're great. Everything works for me.
How about the run? Let's go into that. What shoes do you use?
I use the Hoka Carbon X's.
Okay.
And I've never fell in love with the shoe right away.
Yeah.
But this one I did.
Okay.
I'm a Hoka guy. Like through and through with. I've transitioned to them. Pretty much exclusively, and I love all their shoes, but this one is amazing.
Huh.
And I just fell in love with it right away.
It has like a carbon plate in it.
Yeah.
Do you feel that it adds the spring to your step?
Yeah. Cool. It might be mental, but
hey,
it doesn't matter.
Right. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. So exactly. I'll be running that, and I'll have the armbands on, or the
sleeves,
sun sleeves, basically. Yeah.
I'll wear those for the bike too.
Okay. Yeah. And what kit will you be wearing on the bike?
It'll be a hub. Well, it was going to be a Hyper Threads. It was a brand new Hyper Threads one that I got from the Hive Bike Shop in Salt Lake. And it's ruined
but it's
now.
Torn up. Yeah.
So I have a backup one. It's a red, white, and blue hub.
Cool.
I think Dave Scott one.
Okay.
And it's still nice and new. And
is it short sleeves?
Yeah, it's a long sleeve.
Okay. So
down to my elbows. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll have the arm sleeves down so I can wet those.
Hmm. Okay. And then will it be two-piece or one-piece?
One-piece.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. On the run, are you going to wear anything for shade?
I'll wear this hat. Nice. And then
Hoka. It's a white hat for those that are listening.
Yeah, white hat.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's got the vents in the back. And then Hoka was giving out these nice neck scarves.
Oh, good.
But they have like an opening.
Uh-huh.
So
like you can put ice in it.
Yeah, you can like
fill it up Velcro and then just stuff it in your
put
shirt.
Ice in it.
Ooh.
And then just wrap it right around your neck. Nice. So I'll throw that on too.
Oh yeah.
Any other strategies for cooling that you plan to employ?
No. just, yeah, I have a little water bottle that I carry with me, with a hand strap, and I'll take in about 24 ounces an hour. And
what will you be drinking on that?
EFS.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same stuff then.
I'll start with a highly concentrated.
Okay.
It'll have 350 calories in it.
Okay.
And then I'll just, each aid station, I'll just dilute it. Whatever I drink, I'll just open it up and have them fill it up with water.
Got it.
For me, and then it'll get diluted.
So are you planning to stop at all aid stations or just when you
just feel, when I need it?
Yeah.
But again, this is my first time here. I don't know how the heat's going to affect me. Honestly, I don't know how it's going to go, especially with my accident.
Yeah.
My hip has been pretty stiff and just walking around. I was going to go run, but I'm like, it was pretty stiff and have a limp right now. So I'm not sure how that's going to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Makes a tough day a little bit tougher.
Yeah. Well, we'll be cheering for you.
Thank you.
For sure. It'll be fun to cheer you on. Pete and I will be running all over the place with people coming in and out for the company and family and stuff. But we're going to be cheering you
good.
On. Mm-hmm. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Nate, who would you like to thank for getting here? Because I'm sure you have plenty of folks that have helped you get here.
Oh, yeah. Well, my wife is like the first, of course. She's a cook. She was my Uber driver here. But I mean, having that steady, consistent home life is key. And then the Salt Lake Tri Club and the Hive Bike Shop, they've been a huge support to me back in Utah.
Cool.
But yeah, those guys are awesome. And then just that's all I've got for that.
Cool. Awesome. Who do you think is going to win the pro men and pro women?
I'm a Lionel Sanders fan, of course.
Oh, okay.
I love that guy. He's nitty and gritty, man.
Yeah.
Daniel Reif is going to win the women.
Yeah, Daniel, it's tough.
It's hard to beat Daniel.
Lucy, everybody loves Lucy, but she'll come in a close second, I think. I think she'll close the gap a little bit. But
over last year.
I don't think she's going to come close to Danielle.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. Do you have any other questions, guys?
I think so.
I think we covered it.
Yeah.
If you have questions, go ahead.
I am your biggest fan, though. Like, I am coming here to. I should collect a paycheck from you guys, though. So I'm like, I've sold your guys' program to several of my friends. Like, they are.
Thank
just,
you, man.
Yeah, that's
like,
amazing.
Everybody, if they even talk, like, I'll be in a business meeting and somehow I'll transition it to Trainer Road. Like, they're like, no, that's not what we're talking about. No, we're talking about Trainer Road.
So, thank you, man.
That's honestly awesome. The best product to this sport ever. I mean, game changer, like through and through. The best thing that has happened to me in this sport. And that's the only reason I'm here at Kona is because of Trainer Road.
It's awesome to see you.
Thank you guys for sure.
Very welcome.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. If you have questions for Nate and you want to find out something about his setup, maybe how he's going to pace nutrition, or if you want to find out how he's rebounding from the crash, something like that, you can head over to forum.trainerroad.com and you can type in his last name. It'll be easy to find. Because if you type in Nate, you're going to find a whole lot of other
things. Yeah, different ones.
Zarlingo.
Yeah, Zarlingo. Zarlengo.
Yeah, and then those videos of the crash are on my Instagram if you want to see it, we'll throw those on there.
Where are you at on Instagram?
It's X8Frog, X8FROGG, or I think you can just search my name too.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I found you.
So, yeah. Cool. So it's
awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's been an honest pleasure.
I really appreciate
it. You guys are celebrities to me.
Well, I can't wait to see how it goes tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah, it'll be exciting.
I'll be traveling, but I'll be checking in.
Great. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. And we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, everybody.